Hello and welcome to Unrivaled Experts, where we get the best of the best to share their insider secrets so you can get a shortcut to living a better life. I'm Chris Gunkel, and joining us today is Dr. Kimberly Leonard. And Dr. Leonard is a pioneer in the field of behavioral optometry, and that's a specialty that primarily deals with visual development and performance in children, top-tier athletes, patients with neurological conditions, or those with visual focus and coordination difficulties. So she's working on the leading edge of vision and movement therapies. And she's also the founder of Optic Brain Fit Foundation, where her unique teachings have reached everyone from C-suite executives to performance athletes, and then from high achievers looking for a leading edge to younger people with special needs or learning disabilities, even brain injury survivors and the elderly. She's also a speaker. She's out touring on the stage. She's the author of the book, Visualizing Happiness in Every Area of Your Life. And she's the host of the podcast, Incredible Life Creator. So we're so pleased to have Dr. Leonard with us today. And today she's here to talk to us about how to realize our potential and elevate our happiness. So I'm excited for this interview. Dr. Leonard, thank you so much for joining us and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Chris. I'm so happy to be here and to share whatever I can to inspire your audience.
Yeah, I'm excited. And, let's just jump right into it. A lot of people don't really understand behavioral optometry, and we don't need to get into that too much. But basically, you're combining the mind, vision, and movement to work with people and help them really reach their true potential. So who is it that you can help the most?
So I'm looking for people who are already doing well, but they just want to do better in life. They want to get that edge. They want to reach their highest potential. They don't want to settle.
So when people are coming to you, you're getting these high achievers, people who are driven. We want to achieve more. We're doing okay, or we might be doing well, but we're always just looking for that little extra. How can we tweak it? So what is it? What's that main problem that people are coming to you with that they want to solve, and why is it a problem?
So many people think that they have clarity, but they don't. They lack clarity and direction. And so I help them with that. And then once we find what direction they want to go in, then we help them develop the skills they need to actually pursue their dream or, get their goals in life.
And that's interesting. I always say in my head, the keys to success are clarity and confidence. If you don't have either one of those things, you're not going to be able to go anywhere. So getting that clarity is so key to be able to develop any sort of plan and move forward in any way. So when people come to you, they're looking for this clarity, you're helping them out. What's the solution? What's a step that we can take in order to get moving toward that clarity?
So before I answer that question, I have to say, when you said confidence, so regardless of the reason people come to see me, the result I get every time is that people's confidence and self-confidence, self-esteem go up, and they feel like they can do more. They feel like they can take on more and they can accomplish more because they get that confidence. And it doesn't matter if it's a little kid or if it's an older adult, it doesn't matter. They all get that same result. And so the question you asked me is, what can we do to start moving in that direction?
Yes.
So one of the things is you want to sit down and ask yourself some questions. And they're just simple questions, but they change from day to day, and people don't realize that. They think, I've always wanted this, so this is what I want, but it is not. So every day you want to sit down and ask yourself, who do I want to be, or who am I? Who do I want to be? And what is it that I want right now in this moment? Not what I wanted yesterday, not what I want in 10 years. What is it that I want right now? And that gives you a lot of clarity on what direction you want to go in. And then you say, okay, what is the next step? Where do I want to move from here?
So really doing a daily reset. Do you recommend just doing this at the beginning of the day? You wake up, make it part of your morning routine. Let's reset, get some clarity on what direction we want to take our lives today.
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, whether you get up and take a walk or just have your, you know, silent time, I think it's really important to just wake up and have a time of reflection, just a few minutes in the morning where you just don't think about anything else. You just ask yourself those questions.
So, again, you're dealing with high achievers. You're dealing with successful people. So they figured some things out along the way. They're doing some things right. But there's something missing. When they're trying to level up, really, you know, climb that ladder to the next rung, what are some of the common mistakes that they're making? What are those roadblocks that they're running into that they're not able to clear out themselves until they come and see you?
Part of it has to do with just having a third person looking from outside, just like having a mentor or someone who has worked with a lot of people. And so I can look at someone and say, oh, this is where you're out. But they didn't see it because they were the fish in the fishbowl. They've been with themselves. They know themselves, but they didn't realize, oh, I didn't realize that part was missing, or this part could be improved and it would change everything. Usually it's just one thing that if it changed, a lot of things change.
So just being too close to that problem, not having that outside perspective.
Right.
Now, there are lots of performance coaches out there, lots of people trying to help people reach the next level, get more success. So there's a lot of information out there. What is that information that you see, that you hear, the advice that you see given that makes you shake your head and say, oh no, please, people, please don't follow that advice?
Well, I think the biggest problem is not necessarily the information that's out in the public, but because we care about our family, our friends, the people closest to us, a lot of times they'll look at someone who's very successful and they'll say, you have everything. Why do you want more? Why don't you just, you know, settle and be happy? Why aren't you happy? You have everything. And I think when they listen to that, rather than going for being everything they can be, because these people have a drive inside of them to give and to contribute and to, you know, be the best they can be. And just because our family members or people close to us think we're doing okay doesn't mean we're satisfied with where we're at.
Yeah, that internal motivation, right? That mm-hmm. engine is always revving. It's always going. So it's if you're not wired that way, it can be difficult to understand that, right? So you have people in your life that are trying to look at things through their lens. Or you know, they always want the best for you, but they don't quite understand maybe that internal drive.
Right. I mean, there's always, you know, our loved ones are always trying to protect us or make us feel good. So they think they're making you feel good by saying you're doing great.
Yeah. Just a total different set of rules that people are playing by though. Right. So it's a different deal. So, yeah, that's fantastic. Being aware of that. And then, you know, surrounding yourself with those people and getting a coach like yourself who's going to help you get to that next level. Can you share with us an example of somebody, and you don't have to name names, but somebody who has come to you, kind of what situation they were in before coming to you and how you were able to help them out?
Yes, there's so many, you know, depending on which direction we're going in.
Let's make it short
because this is a short podcast here. But I worked with a little boy who came to me because he wasn't actually seeing well in one of his eyes. He wasn't seeing well at all. And so he was very shy and always looking down and looked really sad most of the time. And we worked with him in different areas, one, to get his vision better, but two, just to integrate his vision with his body. And worked with him on, I mean, people call it mindset now, but just his attitude and how he felt. And by the time we finished working with him, not only was he doing well, but he actually won his karate championship at state that year because wow. his confidence had increased so much.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, amazing what a little bit of help can do. You know, really, really increase that confidence, and then you can just take off to new heights. So love it. Thank you for sharing that. That's very inspiring. I know you have a million other stories that you could share with us, but just wanted to give some insight anyhow. So thank you for that. Now, we talked a little bit about this daily reset that we can do, you know, be in the moment, find out, okay, what do we want to achieve now? What do we want to achieve today? And getting that clarity. Is there another, like beyond that, is there another step that we can take, something in the next 24, 48 hours that we can do, an exercise we can go through, or even a resource to check out that we could do to really get going on the path to gaining that clarity and gaining that confidence in our lives?
Yes, I didn't know I was going to do this, but I'm going to put a plug in for my book right here.
Go for it.
So my book is called Visualizing Happiness in Every Area of Your Life. And it's a step-by-step guide to creating an incredible life of your own. And it's filled with stories of people who created happiness in their own way. From a monk who teaches hot core yoga to an older feisty woman who lives life on her own terms. To a well-known filmmaker, author, and speaker. And they all found happiness in a different way. And what this book does is it's kind of like a book/workbook, if you will, because it has the first chapter. It says, you know, who am I? What do I like? What's important to me? What are my values? And then it puts it all together and shows you, okay, this is how I make this happen in real life. And so it's a great place to begin. And you know, anybody can do it. I don't care what age you are, you can read through it. I mean, of course you have to be able to read, but you can go through and do these exercises. And it is a thinking type of book. It's not the kind of book you sit down and say, I think I'll just sit down and read this in the next 2 hours. It's not one of those. It's you read it and then you do the activity at the end, and that's where you get to where you want to go. But that's a really good place to start. You know, you don't need a mentor or anybody. You just start there, and they'll give you a lot of insight. In fact, I would like to offer that, you know, anybody who wants a PDF of that book, I'm happy to give them a copy of that if they wanted to use that.
That'd be fantastic and very generous. Before we get into that, I just want to point out, so just with what you said, you know, I'm getting, hey, happiness is not a one size fits all. It's okay to create your own definition of happiness and go for that. And then your book goes through exercises to help us define that and help us get us there. Is that an accurate representation of what we're looking at here?
Yes.
Awesome. I love it. I think that's something that's important. I love that it's kind of a workbook style. There are exercises to do that gives us some action to take. So, Dr. Linner, how do we get that book? Where do we need to go for this?
So it's on my website, but if you go to my website, you won't find it because you have to have the secret. You have to have the secret website. So it's
we're in the inner circle now.
Yes. It's drkimberlylinner.com/free-book. You have to know that free book part because it's not on the website. So, and Kimberly is spelled K-I-M-B-E-R-L-E-Y and then L-I-N-E-R-T. So drkimberlylinner.com/free-book. And if you just have to put your email in there and it pops up for you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that. If you're driving or jogging or working out right now, whatever you're doing, go to the show notes page. I will have that link on there as well as some other contact information for Dr. Leonard so you can get out to her site. You can see what she's doing on social media and connect with her and learn from her because there is a ton of great information out there that she's giving. So Dr. Leonard, again, thank you so much for joining us. It was such a pleasure to have you on the show.
And it was so much fun. Thank you so much. And I'll talk to everyone soon.
Thanks for being here and checking out our latest amazing guest. Be sure to head over to unrivaledexperts.com to learn from more incredible experts so you can get a shortcut to living your best life.